We start this week 49 years ago, and the first licensed commercial station on the British Isles, and that was Manx Radio. Let's enjoy now the beautiful way they used to close down in those halcyon 60s days.
To those who guard the lighthouses of our sea-washed shores, may tonight be peaceful, immune from fog. And to the police force and fire brigade, our thanks to you for your constant vigil. To mothers everywhere tending their little ones, may your tasks in the home be easily accomplished. And to all the rest of you, wherever you may be, in sickness or in health, may this message on your island radio convey our thoughts. From John Grierson, a happy evening, a good night's rest, and goodbye, bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye to you too. Manx Radio, which launched this week in 1964. And it was also a case of
bye, 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 bye
to Capital Disney this week, 6 years ago.
But now the time has come for us to move on. Just as you're growing up and making new friends, starting at new schools, colleges and universities, you're also trying out new things, making new friends and saying goodbye to old. So are we.
The last words from Capital Disney this week in 2007, after 5 years. In the 1960s, Radio 1 had launched on medium wave only at 247 metres, then moved to 275 and 285. But this week in 1994, it said farewell at last to AM.
Please adjust your sets, okay? Adjust your sets right now. That's all Radio 1 programs on AM 1053 and 1089 will now revert permanently to FM.
1st of July 1994, Radio 1 moving away from AM and embracing the newer FM. DAB got a boost this week 11 years ago. The Evoke 1 from Pure became the first DAB set to sell for under £100. It had a maple wood and pearlescent white front, don't we all? 2nd of July 1973, and Radio 4 got a new theme. The Skipping Theme, as it was called, from Radio 4, first aired this week 40 years ago. It was composed by Fritz Spiegel, the Austrian composer, who also went on to write the UK theme. And this week, that same year, Woman's Hour moved to Radio 4 after 27 years on Radio 2 and the Light programme before it. This week, 12 years ago, we lost someone who'd been responsible for many Radio 4 SIG tunes.
I want the sound of a short wire string being plucked. And then all we have to do is cut the notes the right length. We can join them together on a loop and listen to them.
The voice of Delia Derbyshire, a leading figure at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. She died this week in 2001. Lord Reith resigned as BBC DG this week in 1938. He'd fallen out with just about everyone, and apparently after saying he was off, he got a letter, presumably from BBC HR Direct, reminding him to resign in writing. His eventual letter of resignation read as follows. I resign. I shall resign. I have resigned. There it is, in all three tenses. This week was a big one in radio history for Yorkshire.
In North Yorkshire, we're with you in North Yorkshire.
In 1993, BBC York launched, and in 1994, Stray FM launched. And also this week, 21 years ago in Yorkshire, the launch of Minster FM.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah! The Minster FM has come to York today!
Minster FM launching on the 4th of July 1992, launching with a town crier, as did so many stations. Nottingham does have a town crier, but he wasn't called upon for the launch of Trent this week in the long hot summer of 75.
Well, the morning was quite exciting. I think I was up quite early. I couldn't be late on the first day. And I remember coming in and walking into the control studio, which was absolutely bustling with people. There were IBA engineers, our very own engineer chief, engineer Jeff Woodward was here, and they were there, all with their screwdrivers, saying, don't forget to put yourself on air.
John Peters, hot foot from Factory Radio UBN, the first voice on the UK's 13th commercial station. And this chap was also there at that same launch at Trent.
Well, now you can have your sport and enjoy it too. Saturdays from 2 till 5.30 on Trent 301 is Saturday Sport. Lots of sport.
David the Kid Jensen, 63 this week. He'd arrived at Radio Luxembourg at the age of 18. This week in 1999, a programme began which remains to this day. Steve Wright in the afternoon replaced Stewpot on Radio 2 5.5 years after Steve's show had ended on Radio 1. Premises moves now. This week, 9 years ago, BBC WM moved to the mailbox after its original premises started to get very ill. And 8 years ago, Metro Radio moved to the 55 Degree North complex next to the Tyne Bridge. This week in 1951, one of the most famous wavelengths in the world was adopted.
This is Radio Luxembourg on our new frequency, 208 metres on the medium wave band.
Yes, after the implementation of the Copenhagen Plan, English programmes of Radio Luxembourg moved from long wave to the famous 208 metres. So with GCAP creating the One Network this week 8 years ago, the BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music this week 3 years ago, and KLFM launching this week 11 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.